Okay, we're back, folks. We're here with the Faith and Freedom Show. I'm David Allen Carmichael. This, you're listening to the Eagle 104.3 FM. I appreciate Donnie Barber, who was on here. He had some good stuff. I'm telling you, he's got so much good stuff that we could talk about this stuff a long time. I'm going to have him back. And if you'd like to check us out on our website, currently we're doing a video stream. You get my profile. You get my radio face. It's at faithfreedoms.org. And currently I'm going to be talking to Daryl Day of the Bay Patriots. But I really appreciate what Donnie Barber's doing. I think it's worth checking into. I think that you can find out ways to get involved. If there's some things that you think, if he's got the ear of a legislator, he'd be somebody to talk to. Again, and this is grassroots. These are just guys with a perspective of loving their neighbor as themselves by the mechanism of getting involved with what the government is doing. It is there to protect the least of these from the insults and injuries of the stronger members of our society that may not have the best interest at heart. Now, okay, Daryl Day's with me from Bay Patriots. He's somebody else who's got this perspective of getting involved, making a difference for you. So, Daryl Day, tell us about the Bay Patriots. Where are you, and what is it that your organization particularly is involved in doing?
David, first of all, thank you for having me on. We appreciate anyone that gives us a voice. We're from up in the Panhandle, Panama City, Florida, Bay County, Florida, to be exact. And we are just a group of just your average American citizens. We are nonpartisan. We have everyone to check their party affiliation at the door. We're just folks that are concerned about the direction that our country's headed. We seem to be spiraling down a path that really has no return if we're not careful, if we don't begin to band together and do something pretty quick. About a year ago, I called a local talk radio station that was fairly conservative, I suppose, and I told them, I said, "Oh, I'm a general contractor up here in this part of the country," and I said, "Could I run some ads? I just want to talk about the Constitution and talk about what it meant and what it meant to the guys who wrote it and what it cost them and how important it is for this country to get back to the Constitution." You know, the answer, we find the answer to America's problems in two places. First of all, in God. But second of all, in that wonderful, wonderful written document, the Constitution. But I asked this local radio station, would it cost me personally to run some ads? And I didn't have a whole lot of money. I think everybody knows what the business climate for a builder is right now. But he said, his name is Bernie Thompson, and he said, "You know, I'll tell you what, I've got a couple of other guys that may be interested." And so we actually got a boat to take us offshore because we were afraid that what we were talking about, you know, maybe, you know, just something that the government would want to hear. But we were just concerned that the Constitution has been overreached and overstepped and is just being shredded by the government on the federal level. So we formed Bay Patriots about a year ago. We have probably about 175, 180 card-carrying members, if you will, and hundreds of other local citizens who support us. We recently, July 7th of this year, presented the Bay County Commission with a resolution, a citizen's resolution, to try to get them to do what they do constitutionally. I don't believe that we can affect federal level or even state level anymore. If I call or write Senator Martinez or Senator Nelson or Alan Boyd, any of their offices, I get back a form letter. That's all I get. So we believe that if we can take back Bay County, and by taking back, I mean if we can force Bay County, the government in Bay County, to adhere to the United States Constitution and the Florida State Constitution, then Franklin County can do it in Franklin County. Donnie and his buddies can do it in Tallahassee. Folks all over the state of Florida can do it. And that's the only way that America will be changed today, and that is from the bottom up.
Now, what's funny about this is this kind of happened serendipitously, I guess. I use the big words every now and then just for my own entertainment. But you went and talked to a reporter basically a media organization. Was it newspaper or was it radio? What was it?
It was a local talk radio station, okay. 101 talk radio here in Panama City, Florida.
Okay.
And it was just a local talk radio show. You know, I called in a lot because I was concerned about the issues, local issues and state and national issues. But as time progressed, and especially in the past 2 years, probably even more so in the past 18 months, I saw a really rapid increase in the move of our government from the Constitution to a more of a controlling entity.
Okay.
Just absolutely overstepping its bounds. And so I had to ramp up my interest, and consequently it looked like I wasn't the only person who was concerned.
Okay, Daryl, tell us, how old are you?
I am 57 years old.
57, so you're a baby boomer. Still, you're in the baby boomer.
Mm-hmm.
So you're on the far side. I'm on the near side.
How old are you, David?
I'm 47.
47?
Yeah, but I look 57. So because I'm kind of rambunctious, I got to have that distinguished look. You know, I have people take me seriously, so I'm trying to look distinguished. So, okay, I just wanted to find out. So essentially, because you mentioned this to him and wanted to get some airtime, so to speak, of a message that was specifically sending a message to your fellow citizens, they uh-huh. basically put you involved with other folks. Folks, that's grassroots. And especially, I will tell you, Daryl, the folks that are listening, that the demographics of our listening area are people who are extremely concerned about what they see, because they're the generation before you and before me who saw things, who lived through World War II, who were children and teenagers during World War II, and they knew what they were fighting against, and suddenly it's happening on their turf without any tanks.
Well, Americans, you know, people are trying to count Americans out, but the fact of the matter is Americans are some of the greatest people that God has ever graced the planet with, just by the fact that we have such a passion for liberty. And when you tell an American that he can't do something, or, well, it just has to be that way because it's been that way, you know, we roll up our sleeves and we go to work, and the people that I found that were common to me like I was to them were folks that, if you'll tell me the problem and let me roll my sleeves up, I'll get dirty and fix it.
There you go.
Don't tell me no. And I, one of the things that I really, really get impatient with is bureaucracy at any level, but most especially government bureaucracy.
So you're a contractor. You deal with bureaucracy.
I deal with it on a regular basis, and I'm not saying that we can do away with all of that, but the duplicity and triplicity of the things that we have to do, I scratch my head and go, you know, like my grandmother used to say about people, well, bless their heart.
Yeah, yeah. How can we say, well, bless their heart? It means that you're trying to not talk bad about them. That's right.
I had a friend that grew up with me that went to prison, and my grandmother asked me, hey, son, well, where is so-and-so? I said, well, Granny, he had to go to prison. And she said, well, bless his heart. So, you know, it's a very southern colloquialism that we use when we scratch our head over other people's actions.
Yeah, my wife's from the Gulf Coast. They're in Mississippi. So I picked a few
exactly
of these things
right.
up. Yeah, I've been here. I have, it's grown on me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, you've as a building, we're going to get back to the BayPatriots.org and some of the things you're involved in. But as it occurs to me that as a contractor, you're sometimes facing things where a FEMA issue or a federal bureaucracy issue is influencing what's happening within your own zoning, planning, approval kind of. What do you call it, guys, when you go to get a permit? The codes compliance?
Well, not code compliance. You have every county and state of Florida has a building department. And you have to go before the building department and submit plans and things like that to get your, that's the actual mechanics of the building. In other words, will the building withstand 130 mile an hour winds depending on what zone it is, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You also have to go before planning boards, which I don't know how in-depth you want to get on this. But
no, I just want to see, do you see some things that you think aren't just local and aren't merely safety coming up on some of these requirements, that it looks like somebody's got a global perspective that they're imposing on your county?
Well, there's a tremendous move in Florida right now. It's called hometown democracy. I don't know if you're familiar with it, if you heard that term, but it's basically a petition to get on the ballot in the state of Florida where everyone who votes on every planning amendment change, or in other words, if the people in the eastern part of Bay County get to vote on what the people in the western county of Bay how they use their private property.
Now that's interesting, because what that does, it turns out if somebody on the planning committee or the city council is actually on the take, that money influence goes away.
Well, and they don't necessarily have to be on the take.
I'm just telling you. I mean, we've seen it. We know what happened in Pensacola the last couple of years. Wasn't there a guy who was sheriff or something like that was taking money and is finding himself on federal charges now?
I don't think it was Pensacola. I want to say that it was Santa Rosa County.
It could be.
Yeah, I think so.
And I'm just saying that it happens.
Sure.
It happens.
It does. You know, that's the thing about the Constitution. That's why the Constitution of the United States is as relevant today as it's ever been. A lot of people say, you know, it's an old document, ever-changing, ever-growing. The United States Constitution is a chain on human nature.
Mm.
Because, you see, human nature has not changed since time began. And our founding fathers needed a constitution that would shackle a government, i.e. a group of men. See, as a businessman, it is only natural for me to grow my business. Everything that I see and do, I find ways to grow my business to be more successful. Government is the same way. As an entity, it has that same urge, that natural urge, to grow and to expand. Our founding fathers were wise enough to shackle it with a constitution to keep it from being ever-expanding. And the Constitution is just, they just snub their nose at it now.
Folks, I'm talking to Daryl Day of the Bay Patriots. And tell us what your website is, Daryl.
Baypatriots.org. You can go visit there. We don't have a telephone number. We're an all-volunteer organization. One of the things we do, we hand out free pocket constitutions. We give presentations to the local schools. We want to try to educate our youth about what the Constitution is. You know, a lot of people think the Constitution is ours. It's not. I don't have a Constitution. That Constitution wasn't given to me. I have my rights from God.
That's right.
God granted me my rights. The Constitution was given to the federal government to constrain it. It doesn't. The Constitution doesn't constrain me as a private individual or you. It only constrains government.
Okay, so just before the break, tell us all the activities that you give. Basically, you do talks to civic groups and schools and things like that.
We talk to civic groups. We talk to other groups that are like us that are beginning to form or in the Panhandle area. We get to go into the schools. The schools have been very receptive. You know, Constitution Day is September 17th. If you are a school in the United States and you receive federal funds, it is mandated that you teach the Constitution one day a year on September 17th.
Oh, my goodness.
Last September 17th, there wasn't a school in Bay County that I was aware of that taught it. They didn't know.
Now, do you have you don't have that off the top of your head, the regulation?
No, it's buried in an H.R. 1596 or something like that, but I'll be more than glad to find it and get it to you.
Yeah, that would be good if you'll give that to me, because that's an important reference. What we try to do here on the Eagle 104.3 with the Liberty Works Radio Network is equip people with the information that is true. And that, and as you said, you gave some great comments that the Constitution was there to shackle the government, because, and I love the fact that you pointed out this natural tendency to grow, that we're fulfilling the natural law. It plays itself out in society, and this desire, the normal desire would be to procreate. That's another thing that we would normally do that some people aren't doing. So when we're going to come back on the break, and we're going to talk about something that you mentioned, you and I were talking, I guess it was yesterday or the day before, we talked about this cap and trade thing. And that's why I asked you this question about, with some of the planning things that you see, you came up with something that was a solution for the people in your area, hometown democracy, where they say, if you're going to change the laws and regulations in our area with regard to property rights, real property rights, then you need to put that to the people. Because that's
I think you're reading me wrong.
Okay.
And, well, on the other side of the break, if you'd like, I think I could straighten
okay,
that out.
Okay, good. You'll straighten that out. Folks,
yes, right.
I'm David Allen Carmichael. You're listening to the Eagle 104.3 FM for the Liberty Works Radio Network. I'm talking to Daryl Day. And again, I want you guys to check out his website at baypatriots.org. The theme here is not necessarily the issue that we're talking about. The theme here is really, how can you get involved? When you see things that are flaring up, how can this be happening on our watch? Well, guess what? You admit it. It's on your watch. What are you going to do about it? Check out our website. Right now, we're currently doing a live video stream at faithfreedoms.org. You can communicate to us there by email. And again, in a few moments, I'll open up the phones at 888-850-1872. 850-1872. We'll be back.